You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome and all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. That's 1-23-1-2-3. So you know that I love it. It is Thursday, the third day, according to the great philosopher Joseph Tribbiani. Hopefully your week's been going well. It's been a busy one, as mentioned, all throughout the week. Been getting ready, setting the travel plans, getting everything finalized to head on down to Miami, South Beach. I don't know what the area code is there. I think it's 303. I want to say I heard that in a Pitbull song once. But anyway, so we had a meeting. I'm going to let you in a little bit behind the curtain stuff. Had a meeting on Wednesday and lots of fun stuff. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RJ Ochoa, because we're looking to get some awesome guests for all the podcast feeds all over SB Nation. While we're there, we're going to have a great time and hopefully bring you some fun stuff, make you feel like you're there as well. The Dallas Cowboys will not be there. And you know what? The San Francisco 49ers, they might win. All right, they might win the Super Bowl, win their sixth Lombardi, but they won't win the term Hot Boys. All right, that belongs to the Dallas Cowboys. All right, that's right. The Hot Boys name belongs to the Cowboys. And you know what? They can't take it from us. It's like, you know how they love to say, they can't take this title away from us no matter what we do. You can't take Hot Boys because it's trademarked. But anyway, Wednesday was an interesting day as the offseason rolls on. It is Senior Bowl week, so, it's Pro Bowl week too, I suppose. Jalen Smith, doing the Pro Bowl rounds. I tweeted out a video. He was hanging out with Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce and kind of posted a video where he said, I'm sick of, playing against this guy. Stop trying to block me. It was really fun. We've talked about this before here too. Jalen takes a lot of heat on social media, but I thought that was a cool video. I really did. I thought that was fun, and that's what the Pro Bowl is. You get a chance to see these guys who obviously play on different teams get to come together and interact, so that was kind of cool. But Wednesday at the Senior Bowl, so we saw on Tuesday Stephen Jones spoke, and Stephen Jones had the comment that everybody kind of jumped onto, where Dak Prescott is the team's top offseason priority, and Amari Cooper is number two on that list. Well, Wednesday was Will McClay's turn to, hit the old media tour. And Dallas Cowboys vice president. Oh, yeah, that's right. Will McClay's got a huge title. All right. He's the Dallas Cowboys vice president of player personnel. And if you don't know what that means, it's not the most important thing in the world. What it basically means, if you're new around here, welcome. Because I get it. I'm still kind of new in the world of soccer, for example. And you know what? Nobody even told me that when you become a soccer fan, that life is pain. All right. Life is just full of pain when you're a Manchester United supporter like I am. Wednesday was a terrible day for my Reds. However, it was a great day for Los Blancos. Real Madrid got that big dub. So did Juventus. So, not all is terrible, but, Manchester United, let's get it together, man. The table's just there. Anyway, I got distracted. So if you're new around here, Will McClay is the guy. He's the draft guy. He's the guy, if you just want sort of simple terms, he's the guy that heads the Dallas Cowboys draft process, the guy that shops for the groceries, if you will, and that's not a pun. Will McClay is the guy that kind of puts together the package that the Cowboys ultimately utilize when it comes to the draft. He's been doing this since 2014. Every other year, he does such a great job that somebody wants to interview him to be their general manager. Jerry Jones, glosses up the glass on his door, gives him a new title, a pay raise, whatever, and keeps him in town. He is essentially the Cowboys general manager without having that actual title. Now, Will McClay spoke for about 11 minutes, and we live in such fantastic times here in the year 2020 where all these sorts of interviews are available, and the mothership, DallasCowboys.com, does such a great job putting all this content out for the whole world to see. So head on over to the Dallas Cowboys YouTube channel, or you can check out, I'm pretty sure it's probably on the Dallas Cowboys app, the video of Will McClay talking at the Senior Bowl. And there are three things he said and kind of addressed that I think are important. I also wrote about this. This went out late Wednesday night. The first thing is obvious, but it needs to be said. The first thing is that a new coaching regime is not going to really change the process of the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, Will McClay worked really hand-in-hand with Jason Garrett and his staff for a long time, and when you do that, you know how it is. I don't know how long you've worked at your job or how long you've been in your school or how long you've known your circle of friends. You get to know people, you know their tendencies, you know their likes and their dislikes, etc. And Will McClay and Jason Garrett, those two nucleuses went back a long way. And so it's different for Will McClay now, right? I mean, he's been shopping, to stick with the analogy here, for the groceries for the same chef for a long time. And, I watched the show Chef on Netflix and the movie, so I know what goes into being a chef, all right? And sometimes, some chefs, they like certain ingredients, but sometimes other chefs, you know what? Cilantro? I don't need cilantro. Give me some oregano. Give me some, I don't know, what else is green? Give me some chopped up celery. This analogy went really far in a place that I wasn't mentally prepared for. Like I said, it's been a busy week. And by the way, if you want to hear more crazy talk, make sure to tune in today on Thursday to ESPN San Antonio's The Blitz. You can hear myself and Brandon Medina will be on for 3 hours from 4 to 7 p.m. Central Time. That's 1250 ESPN San Antonio, 94.5 FM, or on the go at ESPNSA.com. If you want any indication of the type of stuff that we will be talking about, all right, on Wednesday's episode of The Blitz, I was on with Rob Thompson, and at one point we started talking about the best cereals in the world. Like we kind of just did our best cereals, my top five, if you really care. Number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm not gonna rock the boat, all right? I know what's good. CTC is the bomb. Apple Jacks, numero dos. Number three, Golden Crisp. Golden Crisp are an underrated cereal. People forget about it, all right? Golden Crisp with the bear on the front, and I'm not just being biased because of my pup. Number four, Golden Grahams. All right, basically anything golden is good because it's typically, a really great flavor. And finally, number five, Salute, the captain of Crunch. Captain Crunch has the fifth best cereal in the world. That list is not up for debate. Anyway, you can check that out. But coaching change isn't going to change what Will McClay and the Cowboys staff do, how they operate, what they put together for, the coaching staff in terms of the players they're trying to acquire throughout the draft. That's, again, the first of three takeaways. It's kind of small and not necessarily insignificant, but it's not a huge deal. The second one is probably the juiciest one. All right. This is, you took that first like three bites of the steak and now you're at the middle. All right. Now you are at the middle where it's just meat. There's no fat here. This is a quote, direct quote from Will McClay when he was asked about, prioritizing certain positions and whatnot, etc. Here's what he said. At the end of the day, we're going to stay within the same scheme and we're going to do things a little bit different. So our job is to go and evaluate all of the players. They might want bigger interior players. So that's fine. We'll go out and look for that. But I think we're going to be looking for the same type players. I want to read that again. They might want bigger interior players. So that's fine. We'll go and look for that. That sound you hear is the sound of Cowboys fans everywhere foaming at the mouth. Basically, I think this is fair, right? Like, I don't think this is a gross exaggeration. Basically, every single Dallas Cowboys fan on this earth has championed the cause of the Dallas Cowboys going and getting some big interior defenders. Go get you that dude. Go get you that playmaking defensive tackle. Quit settling for guy after guy after guy. No disrespect to the Antoine Woodses of the world, but signing Christian Covington in free agency is not going to cut it there. You have to go. You have to invest. You have to get some premier, some quality talent. Go get a big dude if that's, what it's going to take. And it does sound like, and again, I'm not trying to read too far in between the lines, but again, this direct quote, they might want bigger interior players, so that's fine. We'll go and look for that. He's talking, obviously, about the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff. I like that. I like that Chef Mike McCarthy said, for me to cook, I like a big interior defender. Will McClay says, you want that? I'll go get you that. That is awesome to hear. Very, 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 very good news. I mean, it's been long enough, right? I mean, the Rod Marinelli, you know, experiment was great. The Mighty Orphans and the Hot Boys and all this stuff. Enough of it. Enough. You have some, you know, we'll see what happens with Robert Quinn, but you have some legitimate presence along the edge. You have your edge rushers, all right? So quit thinking that average players are going to be enough just because of your elite edge rushers. Go get dudes that can ball. And you know what I like about this? Because we'll see if the Cowboys take a defensive tackle with a 17th overall pick. I will be proud of them for not just sitting and saying, well, we drafted Tristan Hill last year. Let's bank on him growing in year two. Forget that. Forget that. Do not be that irresponsible. If there's a guy you like, and I know there's a guy that you listening probably like, go out and get him. Look, that's two, if you were counting. One, two. Two out of three. That means we have one more. So we're going to get to the third takeaway from Will McClay's Wednesday comments at the Senior Bowl in just a moment after we take a very quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome back, one and all, to the Ocho. That's right, didn't go anywhere, didn't move at all, didn't do anything, didn't go get a snack, even though I'm hungry. We talked about the first two takeaways from Will McClay's Wednesday comments out at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And the third one is not too surprising, but it's very interesting, coupled with a rumor floating out there. Now, Will McClay was asked about Byron Jones. Byron Jones, you know what, Savas Cabral, you know what, is going to be a free agent. The Cowboys, you know what, Savas Cabral, you know what, they got a lot of free agents, all right? The Cowboys, we have a whole list available if you want to check it out at bloggingtheboys.com, but you know the big ones, all right? Dak Prescott's going to be a free agent. Amari Cooper is going to be a free agent. Byron Jones is going to be a free agent. Robert Quinn, Michael Bennett, Randall Cobb. We could go on and on and on and on. But without question, you and I agree, however order you want to prioritize them, although I think this is the order, Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Byron Jones, those are the three big fish, right? Stephen Jones, we're talking about Will McClay's comments here, but Stephen Jones on Tuesday said that Dak Prescott was priority number one and that Amari Cooper was priority number two. That means, at the very best, Byron Jones could be number three. Now, before we get to what Will McClay said about Byron Jones, something that is interesting and should be noted, that Tony Pauline, all right, Tony Pauline, if you don't know him from Pro Football Network, all right, Tony Pauline had a report that the Philadelphia Eagles, and Tony Pauline's at the Senior Bowl, so these are people, you know, talking. He's just kind of reporting, hey, here's what everybody's saying, bro. You know what? Stuff's good, bro. You know what? This was Tony Pauline's report for Pro Football Network. Word here in Mobile is that the Philadelphia Eagles will go hard after a cornerback in free agency. Chris Harris and Byron Jones are two of the names being thrown around, but I expect the Eagles to turn over every rock in free agency in an attempt to fill the position. So when you couple that fact that the Philadelphia Eagles could be going after Byron Jones with what Will McClay said, so Will McClay said, he was asked about Byron Jones. He said, he's a starting caliber NFL corner. He's a really good player, and we have to figure out his financial value and if it fits for us. That's a very different presentation that we're getting from Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper, or about Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper, I should say, from the Dallas Cowboys. When it comes to Dak, yeah, we got to get a deal done with him. You know, we're going to have Dak on our team. You know, we need Dak, we need Dak, we need Dak. When it comes to Amari, yeah, we're going to get Amari done. You know, not as vocally positive about, you know, Amari as there with Dak, but, you know, still kind of the same sort of sense. But with Byron, Will McClay, he's a starting caliber NFL corner. He's a really good player. And we have to figure out his financial value and if it fits for us. To me, that sounds like, dude, are you serious right now? Dak Prescott's going to be expensive. Amari Cooper's going to be expensive. I'm starting to run out of coin. I don't necessarily have enough to pay Byron Jones and then go try to fill this team out for other, you know, or with other free agents. And so, I mean, again, this isn't really shocking, but we're starting to see it. You know, we're starting to see the beginnings of it potentially. We've all kind of projected that the odd man out when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys and their soon-to-be free agents is Byron Jones. He's probably the most lucrative Dallas Cowboy that is going to hit free agency, although some people, I think, would argue that that's Robert Quinn or whatever. You get the point. It does seem like the Cowboys feel prepared to let Byron Jones walk, and I tell you what, that's a really, really, really scary thought. Because right now, if you let Byron Jones walk, and Anthony Brown, I think, seems like the guy, sign a one-year prove-it deal, you know, to come back and really, you know, go hit free agency in 2021, kind of the Mo Claiborne route. But let's say they do that, right? Then all of a sudden, you're operating in a world with Chidobe Awuzie, Anthony Brown, and Jordan Lewis. And if you're also operating in a world where Byron Jones is playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, dude, that world sucks. I mean, that's not a lot of fun. Those are some tough cookies. So we'll see. I thought those, you know, Will McClay had a lot to say. I thought those were the three most important things, you know, things to pay attention to, things to be mindful of, things to be aware of and know. Again, it's only, you know, the end of January, but sooner rather than later, the Super Bowl is going to be here. Then the Combine is going to be here, and then it's going to be free agency, and Byron Jones may walk to somebody else. But yeah, so that's kind of the biggest news when it comes to Wednesday. You know, obviously, you know, we spend a majority of our time talking about the Cowboys, and, you know, next week we'll have some Super Bowl flavor to us, especially with, you know, all the Radio Row stuff and whatnot. But I do want to acknowledge something. You know, I mean, this is really not shocking either, but on Wednesday afternoon, just as we started the Blitz on ESPN San Antonio, it was announced that Eli Manning is going to formally retire on Friday afternoon or Friday morning, whatever the case may be. He's going to have a press conference. I don't know if he'll have a meritocracy speech or whatever, but Eli Manning is retiring from the NFL. And look, I know what you're thinking. Number one, you're thinking, dude, RJ, this isn't surprising. We've known for a long time Eli was going to be done, Daniel Jones, whatnot. I know. I get it, bro. I understand, sis. I'm with you. But, you know, when it's official, it's official. And the other thing I know you're thinking, dude, RJ, it's Eli Manning. It's the Giants. Who cares? I tell you what, man. Eli Manning made it a race. Eli Manning made it very difficult. And I tweeted this out on Wednesday. The 2007 Dallas Cowboys, all right? That is, as far as my formative years, the greatest Dallas Cowboys team I've ever seen. I know 2014 was awesome. I know 2016 was great. But the 2007 Dallas Cowboys were a machine. I mean, they were a machine that could not be touched by anybody. And I really thought that team was going to win the Super Bowl. And obviously, the Patriots were perfect throughout the regular season and whatnot and beat the Cowboys. But, you know, the fall of 2007 was my senior year of high school. And so I was all about, and, you know, that was a really, really special time when I was personally getting into, you know, that was the first season that I, at the time, was just reading Blogging the Boys and getting into the internet. There was obviously no Twitter. I think Facebook was newish. There was definitely MySpace and stuff like that. But, you know, Eli Manning, as you know, ended that season for the Dallas Cowboys. And just, you know, the Eli Manning is the Hall of Famer debate is exhausting already. Here's what I know. I'm not even going to tell you what I know. I'm going to tell you what I wrote. Ed Valentine, who's been on this show, Ed is the me of Big Blue View, SB Nation's New York Giants website. He runs that site. Ed's a great guy, covers the Giants, has done it for a long time. He's a great friend. And Ed, you know, was doing a lot of work, obviously, for Big Blue View about Eli and this retirement. And he asked me just, you know, to write something up, a comment. They were doing a piece, getting some reactions from other people and NFC East teams and whatnot. Here's what I sent to Ed. It's kind of my letter to Eli Manning. Here we go. There have been and will continue to be a lot of people that try to qualify Eli Manning's career. I'm not sure whether he will end up in the Hall of Fame, do announcing work of any kind, or make an annual commercial with his big brother. Here's what I am sure of. I'm sure that Eli Manning made playing the New York Giants an extremely stressful thing for Dallas Cowboys fans. I'm sure that even though we all thought the strength of the Giants team was on the other side of the ball, Eli always found a way to make the Dallas Cowboys pay in big games. I'm sure that one of the most impressive Dallas Cowboys seasons of my life as a formative adult was in 2007, a year that set a lot of franchise records, and that it all ended at the hands of an Eli Manning that went on to wipe out the not-so-perfect New England Patriots. Cowboys fans all over the world hold on tight to the memories of Tony Romo, and we all should do that. You remember the franchise quarterbacks in your life. You remember their big moments, their epic wins, and the way that they made you feel. I hope that Giants fans remember an Eli Manning that always played with grace, had some unbelievable games, and defied a lot of odds, twice in a way that is still hard to believe all of these years later. That's the Eli Manning that a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans will remember, and I'd say that's a pretty great way for a New York Giants quarterback to be regarded. Cheers to Eli Manning. May you remember him even more greatly. And you know, I know a lot of you. You love Tony Romo, and you hold on to those memories tight, and I know I do as well. That's who he is. I know he's funny, and he's got a memeable face and everything, but Eli Manning, again, he made it a race, man. He was unstoppable at times. Eli Manning was a thorn in the Dallas Cowboys side, and it sucks to admit, and it sucks a lot that he got two rings that Tony Romo did not, but you know what? Good for Eli. Good for Eli. You know, Kurt Warner calls the throw that Eli made to Mario Manningham in Super Bowl 46 the greatest throw he's ever seen in NFL history. And Eli had those moments. He had a lot of other moments as well, but Eli had all of those moments. And I meant what I said. He played with grace. He played with class. You know, I know he signed the visiting locker room, and you know, at what was then Cowboy Stadium, now AT&T Stadium. That's a funny Eli thing. You know what? And sometimes every now and then you got to salute your opposition. And Eli was the right kind of quarterback to play for the New York Giants. It would have been fun to watch him play for Jason Garrett, but ultimately that did not come to be. But hopefully you feel the same. Anyway, hopefully you also have a fantastic Thursday. Just the best Thursday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.